This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Her personality has asked poor Mariana, the esthetician, out on a date yet.
Aww. Great question.
Yeah.
Great question. I don't know if Stanley Stiz Grimey asked her out or not, but I'm guessing that's coming at some point during the show.
Yo, boo, you know I'm an on-air talent, right?
Stiz is show tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning?
I believe he's
allowed back on 10. His second show?
Hope he sets his alarms.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it is 7 o'clock on the dot, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 right here in Boston.
And now, LB.
What is Oya Boya Hospita?
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Something in Polish right here. My Metro Melanchuk's mom used to say it to me all the time. My Sports Minute is brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. If you have hair issues, guys, gals, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. Kawhi Leonard was the finals MVP. He won it with San Antonio as well. So I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won it with LA and Milwaukee. And I think one other player won NBA championships with two different teams. Warrior stud Klay Thompson, 30 points last night, and he went down late, blew out his knee. So tough for Klay Thompson. They were already out with KD. He's an unrestricted free agent, so that is bad timing. We wish him well. Get well soon. No surprise, Celts free agent Kyrie Irving. We've been hearing it forever. He's expected to take a max deal from the Brooklyn Nets. Fireworks for Doe began July 1st in the NBA. You know, those crazy max deals are nuts. They're, you know, $130, $140, $200 million deals. So Kyrie's going to make out.
The NBA Finals story is that Toronto has won, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. For those who may have missed it last night, Toronto has won the NBA championship.
Their first ever.
Their first ever up there. Yeah. I mean, and so
I was going to get to it.
Wait, get to it at the end.
Well, no. We'll let it go and talk about it during the break. Someone didn't load sound, so okay.
Oh.
I couldn't really go there. Over at Fenway, takes one big hit, and you got to love it. Xander went yard to win it for the Sox, 7-6. They were down 6-1. Price got lit up big time. Didn't even last into the second. But the bullpen, thank you very much, came up big time. Martinez, Bradley, Chavez, and Rafi went yard to win it. So it was a home run slugfest for the Sox. Workman got the win. And if you're counting, after losing 6-7, the boys of summer have won 2 straight. Next up, 3-3 versus Balti and Mini on the road. Erod is on the bump down at Camden tonight. Sox are third in the AL East. Big Poppy shooting update. I guess it's getting more bizarre by the moment. Hillman mentioned it earlier. I guess now there's like something like 13 people are involved in Big Poppy shooting. I guess the guy that shot Big Poppy turned himself in. I can't remember it. So, the guy that shot Poppy under arrest, and I guess there's 9 more people that, the authorities are trying to track down. Pitcher hitter Shohei Ohtani for the Angels became the first Japanese pitcher, to hit for the cycle. He got it done yesterday, and that included a three-run homer. PGA Pebble Beach versus PBA Pebble Beach U.S. Open. Round two is today on the Golf Channel. Justin Rose fired a 65 to lead round one. Tigers one under. Lefty Mickelson plus one. Round two today on the Golf Channel. I think they roll out around 2 o'clock. Pat's camp is about a month away, and Belichick has added tight end Michael Roberts out of Detroit. He had three TDs with the Lions last year. I'm LB. That's an AF Sportsman.
All right. Thank you, LB. Several texters say that Leonard is the first player to win the finals MVP for both conferences. He is the third to win it with two teams, and the others are Jabbar and Bron. So, interesting that
he's
the first.
Thank you to the listeners.
He is the first to win it with two conferences. It is 7:05, and this is Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I was just wondering. You're talking about smart dads and whatnot. What's up with this bet, dude?
With what?
This bet. You're gonna be getting waxed.
Yeah.
I hope you have your fireman's coat with you.
I do.
You are gonna be on fire.
Well,
you are gonna be on fire, my man.
Listen, you say something. I was taught by my old man Barry Hill that your word is all you got, and so you say it and you stand by it. I made the statement. I'm now going to have to pay off.
You are so true. You know, and I respect you 1,000,000 for that. But we all go out in Western Mass, go out the field for you. We're all waiting just to hear that first scream.
All right, no, Jim. Thank you. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, I got a question for the person who's going to mic your back.
Yes.
So, I actually have a couple of tattoos, and I was told if the spot where you're going to be tattooed tickles, it means it's going to hurt a lot more. I just want to know, is that the same scenario when it comes to waxing a person?
All right, I'll find out. Mariana's getting all her esthetician stuff ready in the other room, so when she comes in, I will find out whether or not any kind of tickling when the wax goes. I mean, the wax is hot when it goes on.
Yeah.
So I assume that's the first little bit of pain.
Yeah.
And then the rip off with the skin and everything. The wax essentially removes a layer of skin along with the hair that it yanks out.
Yeah, you take a little stuff off there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that Brian has not yet replaced the battery in his carbon monoxide detector. It's going to bother me every time he calls until he replaces it. Brian, send me your address. I'm going to send you some 9-volt batteries.
And by the way, before Brian, I would like to thank Lyle from Escape from Dannemora for calling the show with his concern about my back.
Yeah, it's a museum of the War of 1812. We drove all the way out here to go. You're not going to hang out and watch the movie with me?
How depressing!
Oh God!
How depressing was it on Escape from Dannemora when Lyle was just trying to book that dump of a restaurant for the anniversary dinner?
So sad
with Tilly, and he wants the good table. The poor guy.
Oh,
I mean, he's just trying
so
to make
bad.
It work. That's all he's trying to do is make the marriage work. All right, it is 7:08. And if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could call 617-764-9223. Or you can text your comment on the text line, which is 97107. Here's a 781 text that says, OMG, I just tuned in. Is today the day that Greg is getting waxed? Yep. Unfortunately, I should have stayed home. I should have feigned illness.
We would have sent her to your house.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
So, yes, Mariana is here from Waxing the City, Boston, and she will be waxing the back hair that is the length of the grass on the common in the city of Boston. So in just moments, I will remove my shirt, and I will perhaps remove my pants, even though she didn't ask. And I will I will throw on the Instagram Live, and I will crawl up on the table in the prone position.
Mm-hmm.
I will place my mouth and my head into the opening. Then...
709.
And then the waxing will commence. So... I'm a man of my word. Mm-hmm. I said it on the show. I thought for certain that our beloved Boston Bruins would take Lord Stanley's Cup home. And I made the mistake of promising that I would do this. And so I'm going to do it. Okay. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. Or one part of it, at least.
Entire.
We don't have time for the entire. I suggested that we do the entire body, mm-hmm. but Mariana said, no, we don't have time. So I'll do
that. Extra wax.
I'll do that at a later date.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I will do that at a later date. All right. Also, we're going to hear from this hour. We're going to hear from our pal, Ernie Bach Jr., our benefactor, who will tell you how he wants to challenge you in an athletic competition at this year's Miss Bikini Pageant. If you would like to join us 1 week from today, I'm going to give away another pair of passes right now. So call 617-764-9223, and you can take the day off 1 week from today and travel to Ernie's grand estate in Norwood and join us for breakfast and a live broadcast. And we will crown Miss Bikini 2019. So call now, seventh caller, bring a guest, 617-764-9223. Here's a text asking if I brought a robe. And I will tell you this, I do not, I thought I owned a robe, mm-hmm. but I do not own a robe. I did ask Julia Hill yesterday. Ugh. If she had a robe that perhaps I could borrow.
No.
Like you're going to fit into
it? I tried it on. It was a schmedium, and it revealed a little too much.
No, yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond, my friend.
I did.
Grab a terry towel.
I do not have a robe. I did put on a fresh pair of underwears,
God.
I have a fresh pair of boxers on.
Phew.
I don't want to turn the audience on. I mean, I'm worried that a lot of smokes are furiously getting on Instagram right now so they can see me shirtless.
No, I think it's morbid curiosity.
Morbid curiosity. That means I'm going to die or something. I mean, there's no risk of death through this procedure, is there?
The curiosity is morbid, not the procedure.
You think I'm going to bleed out, LB?
No, I'm going
to
bleed.
I should have got my affairs in order before this.
Right.
I should have updated my will.
Uh-huh.
There's some people that I need to remove from my will who haven't been nice to me. All right. Coming up next, the waxing will commence here on the Hillman Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of the food pyramid, I think I just saw some news from science that said it's completely wrong. I mean, this happens all the time.
Right. Yeah.
It's like when they tell you that butter isn't good for you.
Right.
And so you go to margarine, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then they do a study. And 10 years later, they say everybody who made the switch from butter to margarine is getting some kind of cancer.
Right.
Yeah, the same thing with the food pyramid. They just determined that the food pyramid, which school children have been taught for decades, is completely off base and completely out of whack.
What about Chow Daddy? What's Chow Daddy going to do now with pizza and burgers and whatnot?
I agree. Add the hot dogs, add the bacon, etc. And by the way, so during the break, I went Instagram Live because I'm trying to get ready to have my back waxed so I can pay off my stupid Bruins Stanley Cup bet.
Idiot.
And so, honestly, I don't need people making me even more terrified than I already am with their comments. Like these people, somebody just said they had their back waxed and they ended up with 104 degree fever. I mean, all these people are telling me their horror stories.
It's because they hooked up with like a sick smoke the night before. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just
I don't need a fever from a back wax, you puss.
But anyway, I am.
If you're getting your back waxed in a shed in the backyard in a house,
storage unit,
Fall
Framingham.
River, you may end up with some sort of allergic reaction.
Right. But I am Instagram live right now. The way you find me on Instagram is GregHill107. And I did state in a moment of non-lucidity, in a moment of insanity, temporary insanity, that I would have my body waxed if the Bruins did not win the Stanley Cup. And as is well documented, thanks to Brad Marchand, they didn't win the Stanley Cup. I don't want to start that argument again, LB. I don't want to start that again. But yes, what?
Let's be honest. You only did this for the Instagram metrics. highest live watch viewers ever.
Yeah. Well, I think we're gonna have record numbers on the Instagram live. I don't know why people want to see me with my shirt off, but
it's a mystery.
It's probably like a train wreck. It's that kind of a thing. You have to stop and
you
watch.
You see
it.
The car fire. You got to slow down.
Yeah.
That guy's head come right off.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you were surprised that a primary diet of bread is bad? That's based on the food pyramid statement.
What, was that bad?
No. All right, let's see. Here's a texter who says, I need one of those black bars on the Instagram live to block out my nipples.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Instagram might take that down.
Terms of service violation.
This is too sexy. Take it down.
All right. Well, it's 7:24, and we're up against the clock. So, unfortunately, I can't get my back waxed. I thought that the break has gone too long.
Fine.
All right. Well, we might as well get started on this. Mariana, could you just come over? Some may not have been listening earlier, but I want to introduce you to our professional esthetician. Mariana is her name, and she's a listener and called yesterday. You're from Waxing the City, Boston.
Waxing the City, Boston.
Oh, let me get you on the Instagram. You're from Waxing the City, Boston, which is located over by the Boston Garden.
Yep, 108 Beverly Street, right by the garden.
And you do men and women.
We wax them, yes. Just want to clarify,
Yeah, we want to be clear. So... Now, this is a concern of mine. I'm assuming that you have seen all kinds of
You've seen people naked.
So you're not, you're a professional. You're not worried about, I don't want you to be, I just don't want, when I take my shirt off, I don't want you to be, aroused or anything like that. I mean,
I'm not worried about that. That's the reaction.
I'll keep the inside voice inside. Okay, you'll be fine. Okay.
She probably hasn't had hotter guys on a table in her shop. It could be a good threefer. You hit the fours, a Bruin Saturday afternoon tilt, hit the fours, old dog.
Yes.
Then you get the waxing and take in an afternoon 1 o'clock beast tilt.
Yeah, I suppose. And you said earlier that the most popular procedure for men is the back wax.
It is, yeah.
And is that, do you think, because Danielle, you guys can both weigh in. Are you married, single? What's your dude?
I'm married.
Okay. Is it a thing that women just detest back hair on guys?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why?
Because it looks weird. There's no rhyme or reason to the way in which it comes in. It's kind of like a Rorschach test. It's just shapes and random straggly hairs, and it just looks weird.
We're just as God made us. We can't help.
You guys, just as God made us, really? That's good. You never suggest anything.
Always downer. You're always a downer on
Shut
us.
Up.
Well, does your husband get jealous? Do you not talk about work, or do you talk? Like, do you go home and go, oh, my God. What's your husband's name?
Mike.
Yep. You get home and you're like, oh, my God, Mike. This dude came in today, and he was like a grizzly bear. I freaked out.
I love you.
No, so he's actually at the salon a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And, he's greeting everyone and talking to guys about waxing. He knows more about waxing than any man should probably.
Because we have a lot of women who listen to the show. We have a lot of guys who listen. Women also really prefer currently the Brazilian on the manzillion, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to tell guys right now that if they're not tending to that to that area that they're making a big mistake.
Listen, nobody wants to do this.
It's a family show, Danielle.
Not to mention, you're going to gain probably half a visual inch.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. We have T-shirts that say, trim the hedges and your house will look bigger.
Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's good advice.
That's awesome.
All right.
I'll get you some.
Trim the hedges. All right. Well.
And back waxes save marriages.
They do?
Yeah.
Back waxing saves marriages. All right. Well, let's get this going, I guess. Who's going to operate my Instagram so that I can remove my clothing, all of my clothing? Stiz, you want to handle it? All right. Donut Lassie is on the Instagram.
I'll be taking a couple of face and a hole photos.
I have a wireless mic. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be able to hold on to that? Don't break it. Don't grip it.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check.
There you go.
Check, 1, 2.
Okay, don't get any wax on that either.
All right, I need you to get.
Oh.
You want me to hold the mic while you take your shirt off?
Oh.
This is a lot of steps to this.
I think I can do this.
Oh, Jesus. There it is. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You're not doing the front.
Yep, she said it.
He bailed on the full body. We're just doing the back.
My nipples are hard.
Fuzzier than I remembered, folks.
What do you mean you need to get a before picture? You're not taking like a... Hold on, let me suck. Hold on.
My back. He's got an under-moob tan.
What?
He's got an under-moob tan.
What did you say, Danielle?
Nothing. Shh. Earmuffs.
I'm not going to be able to hear you.
I have to take my...
I can't believe... Why did I...
You got so much color on your back.
Well, you know.
Were you out on a boat?
I was out on a boat recently, nearly killed.
Oh, this is something. All right,
there he goes. He's getting down on the table.
Ugh.
Stiz, what does the size tag say on those jeans? It looks like this was altered with Sharpie.
Why don't you read
it?
What does it say?
34.
Thank you.
Looks like Sharpie to me.
Thank you, 34.
All right. Oh, this is fantastic.
Hold on. Do you want the mic? You want me to have? Why don't you have Mariana describe?
We have a mic stand that we can stick under the face hole.
Well, what I was thinking is Mariana can describe what she's doing as she's doing it each step.
Well, she has to use both her hands to do it, guys.
All right, so I'll hold the mic. What are you going to do first?
So I just covered up your jeans so we don't get any wax on them. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to cleanse your back. With our pre-wax cleanser, that's going to kill any bacteria on your back.
Okay.
And it's something that Waxing the City does. Our pre-wax serum also has a little bit of natural numbing agents to it.
Yeah.
So it has some menthol and clove. So it just takes the edge off a little bit.
Yeah, and it kills the poop on the top of this crack.
Seriously, try to take it to the next level, Byers, really. You're a 57-year-old man.
Once your back is cleansed and dry, I'm going to use some powder just to help protect the skin and absorb any moisture from you sweating. And then we'll start waxing.
Okay. So while you're down there, you're going to numb the area.
You're not in a position to make those kind of jokes.
Oh. It hurts already. Did she take it? Did she just do it? All right. Can you give me, while you're doing that, can you give me a little back rub? I love a good back rub.
That's not her job.
All right.
Ooh, look, it's making patterns with the hair.
Can you don't like overanalyze? I mean, listen. What are you doing?
I need to see which direction your hair is growing in.
Oh, it's growing in the out direction, like everybody else. Well, how is it normally?
It's like a beard hill dog. Some of your back hairs go left. Some go right. Some go up. Some go down.
If you're just tuning in, I made the mistake of saying in a temporarily insane moment that if the Bruins did not win the Stanley Cup, I would get my body waxed. I was trying to think of the most painful, ridiculous thing that I would do because I thought, theoretically, it was possible that a team of highly paid professional athletes might be able to win one game on their home ice once in the history of hockey, and so I was very confident and foolish, and so now I am actually getting my back waxed by Mariana. I am live on my Instagram, GregHill107. I'm sure that that smells nice. That's what is that scent?
That is our cornstarch body powder.
Can you eat that afterwards? Can you use that to bread a chicken cutlet?
Smells good.
That's called the calm before the storm.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. It is 7:32. I can see now as a professional, I can do a time check while I'm getting my back waxed.
That's impressive.
What do you want, Shu?
Give her the mic, so.
It was, oh, okay.
Because you're probably going to need to grip on something.
All right. Is there something I could bite? Do you have a
pillow? Yeah, do you have a rag?
Did you just say you want to bite a pillow?
Yes.
Yes, I did. I did say I want to bite a pillow.
Do you have a travel my pillow in the office?
Is that mic on? Oh, my Lord. Look at the, can you, who's got the, my Instagram? Get the wax. Look how hot.
This is our pot of gold.
No, thank you.
That's why?
This is what we call our pot of gold.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, I don't call that a pot of gold. I mean, that is, that looks really hot and painful. What is the temperature of the hot wax, would you guess, Mariana?
Honestly, I can't tell you. Okay. I don't know what the exact temperature is right now.
Oh, well, that's, I feel safe now.
Is the pain is the pain most from the hot, like the heat of the wax, or from the hair coming out?
The wax is not going to feel hot on your skin at all. Our wax is actually made to melt at a lower temperature. It's proprietary to Waxing the City, so no one else has this wax. Super gentle. It's the best wax you could possibly get.
All right. Afterwards, can we do what I did on a field trip at Sturbridge Village and make a candle? Like dip a piece of string in it repeatedly.
Is that right. Code?
I'm live on Instagram. Greg Hill 107 is how you would find me on Instagram right now. I'm sure we're on. Are we on the WAAF Facebook? Okay, facebook.com/WAAF rocks. We're live there.
I feel the anxiousness.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I hate pain.
You'll be fine.
I nearly passed out when the USS Echo Store struck a rogue wave last weekend, and I was catapulted into the door. All right, what are we at? Where are we at?
I'm ready to wax.
Oh, boy. Right. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Wax away.
All right. You can, maybe you could get down and have that microphone through the, all right. I'm going to put my head through the hole.
Oh, okay. Greg's got his face in the face hole.
Oh.
So now there's no
going back. Hold on. Get her. Okay. What is she? Mariana, can you describe what you're doing on the microphone?
I'm applying the wax to your back right now. So. We have one little section applied, so there's no going back.
Hold on a second. Give me the microphone. All right, I just want to point out that Danielle, it appears Danielle's Instagram is getting the underview of just my face through the hole in the table. It looks like some kind of a medical procedure is like this is like one of those medical shows where either that or it looks like I'm peering through the porthole on the Titanic.
You know, Greg, there's a whole Pornhub channel for this.
Oh, yeah. See, it hurts a little bit just putting the wax on when you pull my hair, and you're not even pulling it out of my back.
That's because you have a lot of hair, and it's all entangled.
Hey, you don't have to tell everybody that I have a lot of hair. I thought there was some hypocritical.
You're supposed to comb your back, guy.
Isn't there like a HIPAA law against saying that I have a hairy back?
Huh.
Is it normal to get aroused at this point?
Oh, God.
All right.
It looks like model glue.
I'm having my...
I applied it to a small section. Do you want me to, I can apply it to a bigger section, or if you want to just see how it feels, we can start right here.
I actually don't want to do the
whole thing. We're up against the clock. Do the whole thing.
I don't even want to do it.
Yeah, can you do one giant rip of the whole back?
I don't know why I said this. Go ahead. Let's just start with the
pen. Okay, here we go. She's applying the paper over the wax on his back. Greg is calmly laying there.
I just felt one, I think.
Go. Okay, here.
Ow! Oh, my God.
Oh,
well, that was. Wait, why did you do that?
Oh, God! Oh, look at all the hair!
Why did you do that so.
There's
you
like
didn't have to do that intently.
Oh, God.
Why did you do that?
Oh, God.
Go, like, don't.
Was that crazy?
All right, hold on a second.
Ow!
Ow.
Oh. Oh.
Ow!
Oh,
God.
I can't believe
stop.
How much hair.
Stop. Please stop. Please stop.
No. Just keep it going, Greg. Okay. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like this one. Ah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That was. That was a.
Ow! Oh, that one hurt up in the. Because it's up near the arm. And I have soft skin. Ow! God, white.
Yeah, can you get the mic and the ripping sound?
Lord.
She's vicious. Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's attacking you.
Oh, God, Greg. That is, it. There's nothing left. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's pretty smooth there.
It's just unbelievable how much hair comes off.
Yeah. It is amazing the amount of hair.
Oh, there was like 4 inches hanging off the end of that one tab.
It looks like a fruit. When she rips it off on the paper and holds it up, it looks like a fruit roll-up that's been heated up. That's just loaded with hair.
Yeah.
That's the only way to describe that.
Well, I feel like there's only like 1/10 of my back done, and I'm already suffering from severe pain.
It's looking good, Greg.
Yeah.
It looks really smooth.
But you're already that much more sexier, kid. Bring on Old Orchard Beach, baby.
You know, Greg, you got to do the whole thing now because you only have like a part of it done. Well, it's
we need the microphone.
Oh, I feel like that middle area that you just touched is going to be so.
There we go.
Okay,
this is going to be a good one.
Oh, she's
got the two thumbs up going.
Oh my God!
Oh, look at that! Oh God!
Ridiculous! Stop for a minute. Stop!
No.
You can't. You got to keep going.
Oh my God!
You got to keep going.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Ultimately, it'll be.
Let me get ready.
We're up.
Let me get ready.
You got to keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is just. Oh.
Before it happens, that is the worst. Right, like right now, it's gonna. I feel like it's gonna happen in a second. Go ahead. Okay.
All right, take a deep breath in. Deep breath in. And then breathe out.
Oh!
Okay.
I wish our listeners could hear the rip when she
Well,
she
get the
it.
Mic up by the rip.
It's a... Oh.
Here's another one.
Get the mic up before you...
Oh!
That was nasty! All right.
It's 7:39. And it's the Hillman Morning Show. Greg is paying up his bet.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup bet since the Bruins lost.
Guy's standing tall. He's a Bruins diehard.
We have to finish this thing up before. Maybe just do half of it and you leave the other half. I could look like the guy in that Nick Lowe video shoe, half a boy, half a man.
Well, like half a bear. You're a wolf man.
I mean, is it worth it though? Like, am I gonna like honestly when I'm on the, when I'm strutting around the beach? Do you think it's gonna like I'm gonna heads are gonna turn?
It's really smooth.
It looks. I mean, it's unbelievable the difference.
Really, so much better. All right, I'm live on Instagram.
Okay, here we go. She's gonna do another one here.
Yeah.
Right,
get ready.
Ready. Deep breath in, and breathe out.
Oh!
Oh God! Every time she rips it, she lifts it up, and there's just a clump of hair in the wax.
This is the dumbest thing. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I love.
Ow! God! Stop it!
I love how much pride she has in doing an incredible job.
Oh my God! You're not gonna do? Are you?
You're not gonna do like the kid?
Are you gonna do the especially hairy? Ow! The part down by my butt. That's gonna hurt. All right. She doesn't even like. There's no time in between. She doesn't even stop to give you a chance. Ow!
No, you can't. You just got to roll with it.
Oh, this is like a. I think this is very similar to when I went to see the doctor and he did the because I'm over 50. He did the hand in the butt thing. Uh-huh. He doesn't give you any warning.
No.
This is the same thing here. Well, like she
gotta relax.
Rips it off.
Yeah, you can't clench.
What do you mean relax? I can't.
You gotta relax.
Did you ever? Did your dad give you the belt? Did he ever make you bend over the bed and you get the belt?
No,
because I hear you yelling before she does it. It's like
anticipating.
I used to cry before hit me.
It's anticipating the pain.
Is there anything in the Geneva Convention about this?
Yeah,
there should be. This is worse than waterboarding.
This is a Guantanamo thing.
My
right
lord.
Now.
All right. Are we? Is there like a period of time where we have to take a break?
Yeah, we're at 7:41.
Okay.
We can do another couple of rips.
All right, we'll do two more. No, see that bottom area is very hairy. I feel like that's going to be very painful. Like I don't. Oh.
Oh man.
All right, I am live on Instagram, Greg Hill 107. That's how you would find
that's
me
right.
on Instagram, and you can join us. We're live right now. We're also live on the WAAF Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WAAFrocks. In a moment of temporary insanity, I said last week that if the Bruins didn't win the Stanley Cup final. Ow!
Oh.
I said that if they didn't win the Stanley Cup, I was talking.
Oh, God.
If they didn't win the Stanley Cup final, that I would get my body waxed.
Yeah.
And I'm now
and he's doing
it. All right.
He's paying up, people.
That wasn't that bad.
He's paying up, St. Louis.
No, oh, God. That was a painful one. Seriously, Mariana.
LB is literally crying.
Holy. No, we're not going to be friends. And you can't listen to the show anymore or ever come in here or do anything involved. Oh, my God. This one is going to. I can feel this one is going to kill. Holy.
Okay.
Oh, that one is enough. All right. I've got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break here.
All right.
All right.
Yikes. All right. We. I mean, do you want this to continue on the air, or should we pause?
It's only half the back. Why don't we give you a break?
I'm gonna take a break. Okay. Ow! Please, could somebody restrain her? She's like so into
she
it.
She was over.
She's like a dominatrix, for crying out loud. I can't believe. I'd hate to be your husband. Like, you're vicious. You're a vicious, vicious attack person. All right, hold on. We're gonna take a break. We'll come back. We'll probably wrap this up. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and then I'm going to seek medical attention. We'll be right back.
All right.
Not only are we on the radio, but we're live on Instagram. Ow! Greg Hill 107. Ow! I said ow before you even
did
it. All right, I'm just going to relax.
You knew it was coming.
I am having my back waxed because I made a stupid statement that I had this, you know, blind faith in our Bruins. Ow! Blind faith in the hockey team that I thought they could win the Stanley Cup, so I said I would have my back waxed if they didn't, and they didn't, so here I am.
Well, the good news is you have a professional. You know?
So I want to thank Mariana. I actually I hate her, but Mariana from Waxing the City Boston is in the process. I think we're live on Facebook, too. I can't see anything
because
I have my head. I'm in the prone position, and I want to be in the fetal position. Mariana, let's check in with Mariana. Tell us a little bit about how the process is going so far.
It's going great. Your back looks way better. Yeah. We're about 3/4 of the way done.
Thank God.
So, and then I think we might ask Danielle to maybe do some waxing here.
Yeah.
Are you getting tired, Mariana? You need a break?
Hold on a second. Yeah. I draw the line at that.
I am drawing the line at Danielle. She's not getting anywhere near ripping air out of my body. I am all right. Go ahead, Danielle. You want to? That's fine. Whatever. It's at this point.
Attaboy.
At this point. All right. Go ahead. Go.
Way to play the big boy card, kid.
I am ready.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll walk you through this. You're going to take one of these.
Okay.
All right. And then you're going to dip it in this pot of gold.
Okay. All right.
Like it's so shiny. It's like the Peter Roth eye patches.
And then you want to scrape on one side.
Yep.
And then you're going to bring it over to his back.
Okay.
And you're going to apply it in a 90-degree angle. So hold the stick like a blade. Yep.
Okay.
And apply it in a 90-degree angle going up. You are a professional. Perfect. You can put that in the trash.
Okay.
We don't double dip.
No, that's good.
You can take the strip and apply it flat down.
Okay.
And then you want to
guy, relax.
All right.
Okay, they're getting
and
ready to
one hand.
Getting ready to rip it here.
Nice and tight on his skin here.
Get the mic right down on that.
This way?
Yep, flush against the skin.
Okay. Get a good grip.
Yep.
Oh!
Okay.
She's a pro.
Yeah, she's good. Ah, she's
you
good.
You took extra pleasure in that, didn't you? Ah, you evil, evil
that was a good
person.
6-inch strip,
You're not a nice person.
She was,
Good luck in your next review.
Big smile on her face.
Are we almost done? Seriously? How much hair can one man have?
You have a quite a bit.
I'm not even Eastern European. I have an Irish and English background. I don't think the Irish were a hairy people, but apparently.
Well, you know what? The English part, Sean Connery was a hairy man. Very sexy.
I think he's Scottish.
Scottish.
Oh, dear.
That hurt a little. All right, we're almost done. Seriously? Let's leave like
I was
a tough
just ow. Pitching on my hairy ass.
The side ones are ow, ow. I think the side ones ow. I think the side ones are really painful because your skin is like. Maybe it's because I'm fat over there on the side part.
This is like the
back
the
side
grand
fat.
The grand finale at the fireworks. They're all happening at once. Just a bunch of rips all at one time.
I know. Stop. See, you're going lower in toward the crack of my butt, and you don't need to go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this has been
7:55 on that.
Continuity, my friend. Continuity.
Now, what happens when people... what happens... what happens when people get there? Like, if you're really, really, really hairy,
yeah,
and you get your back
done and then like you don't get your butt done, it don't people look weird when they're like they just have one it's like
yes.
It's like when that dude mowed the Bruins logo into the grass in Medway or whatever.
Well, he'll like that is the most amazing thing about our buddy legendary Hall of Famer Boston Bruin Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup winner Ray Bourque. He is completely bare from his waist up, and from his waist down, he's
behemoth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You might want to explain how you know what Ray looks like nude.
What are you talking about? We were naked. I'm naked with 20 guys every day for like 270 days a year.
All right, coming up, we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail message.
He still does the tease.
Right?
That's a man right there.
In severe pain, and I can still tease upcoming features. And we're going to get to LB's greatest moments of the week. And we're going to talk to Ernie Bach Jr. about the Miss Bikini pageant. All that is still to come. Ouch, that hurt. That hurts too. I feel like I'm becoming somewhat numb and immune to the pain now.
Are we somehow going to?
It's not as bad. What?
Are we going to blend like some kind of hair ombre, you know, like a fade from your shoulders down to your arms?
I feel like we're running up against a situation now.
We just did the back part.
You're going to have tank top hair sleeves.
I don't remember saying that I would get my shoulders, my back shoulder shaved.
You
got to
fade it, guy.
Stiz, hold him down. He's trying to get
it. Yeah, Stiz weighs enough to hold him down.
I'm trying to flee. Okay. He's fleeing the office. He's fleeing the waxing place.
He's fleeing the waxing.
What time is it, Chu?
Right now, it's 7:58.
Okay, so we have to... Ow.
My God.
Ow.
And another.
Ow.
And another. And here it comes. Holy.
I feel like you people are taking way too much pleasure in my pain.
No, we would never do that. So,
I feel like we're on a pirate ship. Somebody get the whiskey.
Yeah.
We got to cut it.
Yes,
we got to amputate the arm.
That's what they... Oh, I feel like this neck area is going to be very painful. This one's
going to
be very freaking painful.
There's not a lot of hair there.
Can I earmoth? I'd like to earmoth joy and pain.
Oh.
Right, Stiz? Sunshine. Ow.
Oh,
ouch.
Rain.
Ouch, 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 ow!
Oh!
That one is going to leave a mark.
Hold his arms down.
Town Spa Pizza, good thoughts.
Go to your happy place.
All right, you don't have to go all the way up top by the head thing.
Ken's salad dressing with Town Spa pizza crust dipped in it.
Okay. Can we take a break? Can we get an update from Mariana?
Just get it done, bud. Just get her done.
The back is basically done. We just need to touch up the shoulders and the neck.
Yeah.
It looks
awesome. Smooth.
Yeah,
it looks
real smooth.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's it's no evidence of anything there.
Yep, no hair.
Yeah.
Make me look 10 years younger? Or?
Well, I didn't say that.
I think,
smooth.
You know, not for nothing. I think a shirtless run on the beach.
Yeah,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.